imagine the discontent and perhaps even identify with those put out by their bosses' seemingly irrational pay scheme. Why did we toil all the day, only to be rewarded with the same pay packet as those who had started later, and even those working just 1 hour? Surely the boss had his figures wrong. Maybe the union should be asked to put him right. But what exactly did the boss promise to pay his labourers? He doesn't give us an amount, except to say that he will pay what is right. And as the men agree to that, they surely can argue with him. In the Levant states, it was normal in those days, and even today, for men to stand at the crossroads or in the market, waiting for an employer to make use of them. No one wanted to be without work or to suffer the indignity of unemployment. Unemployment brings despair and a sense of hopelessness that permeates society. The employed often have little sympathy with those out of work, few of whom are worthless by choice. And we know the ever-increasing demand for more pay is one cause for unemployment. Employers can only stretch their budgets as far to acquiesce into demands, and then resort to restructuring, which inevitably leads to job losses, redundancies, and misery. Human greed for money is a root cause for the evil in our society. So we can understand why the boss in the parable acts as he does. Had he paid out more than the standard denarius a day, he could not have taken on the other men. Shouldn't the all-day workers have been pleased that their fellow human beings had been taken off the streets for a few hours to earn an honourable wage? What is it about us that makes us resentful and jealous when we are not treated as we expect to be? Do we feel that because we have laboured longer and harder for God, we should reap greater benefits in kingdom and those who have joined later in life? Should we not rather be rejoicing that they have turned to God and committed themselves to working for him? After all, in our private and public prayers, we pray daily for others to turn to God and believe. Why then should we be arrogant enough to assume, like the all-day workers, that their rewards should be adjusted accordingly? Isn't it possible that the quality of the late-in-the-day workers' work is higher than that of the all-day workers? The all-day workers may be nonchalant and casual in their approach, whereas the latecomers may be so grateful to have been taken on that they give their all, putting in as much work as the all-dayers. As it is in the physical world of work, so it is in the kingdom of God. None of us has a right to feel superior, for it is by God's grace alone that we are labourers in his kingdom. Grace is his gift to us that is to be shared in his work of salvation. We cannot accept this gift and then forget about it because it is too difficult or too complicated to use. On the other hand, this gift from God is a real opportunity to go out to those waiting to be taken